Radio Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's cloudy, 27 degrees in Atlantic as we struggle to make it up to 30. We look for a high today around 32 with mostly cloudy skies, occasional light snow or flurries, at less than 2 inches possible here in the Atlantic area. Most of the snowfall is well off to our south and southeast, actually, and there are winter weather advisories out for portion of south central through southeastern and east central Iowa. And a winter storm warning in effect for the far southwest corner of the state, basically from around just east of Clark County and points off to the east of there. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In state news this morning, officials say a hacker may have gotten Social Security numbers and other personal information on county employees by accessing an internet-based tool used for the Cerro Gordo County bank account. County Treasurer Pat Wright said on Monday that security safeguards prevented the hacker from stealing any money from the account. Wright says the hacker gained access to the county's account with Shazam, an internet-based tool used to create automatic payments and withdrawals. Officials say 230 of the county's 250 employees have direct deposit of their paychecks through Shazam. Wright has sent a letter to county employees and about 100 entities that do business with that county telling them that their bank account numbers, bank routing numbers, and Social Security numbers may have been compromised. News time is 9:02.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. Services like a daily recorded call from risk management analyst Rich Morrison with an update on the key grain and outside markets. If you're busy when the call comes in, it will be recorded on your voicemail. You can also choose to receive texts throughout the day alerting you on the markets of your choice. You choose which contracts you want to follow and the times of day you'd like to receive updates. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
Senate Democrats say Republican Governor Terry Branstad must be willing to negotiate with Democrats over property tax reform. Senator Matt McCoy, a Democrat from Des Moines, says the governor's my way or the highway approach won't work.
I mean, this is a guy that isn't afraid to draw the line in the sand, and I'm pushing back and saying, look, Governor, we want an election too, and if you want to play that game, I'll play it with you. And so if he wants to have property tax relief this year, if that's one of his priorities, then he's going to have to come to the table and negotiate, which is a new word for him.
On Monday, McCoy and another Democrat in the Iowa Senate gave initial subcommittee approval to a bill that would extend $250 million worth of property tax credits to Iowa commercial property owners. Republicans like Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull favor a direct reduction in commercial property tax rates rather than a tax credit.
The tax credit might be a bit of a Band-Aid, might be a bit of a fix, but it doesn't address what really is the problem.
Democrats like McCoy say 9 out of 10 businesses get more from their tax credit than they would from Branstad's deal.
I do have a message for the governor that if this is the year that he thinks he's going to cram his plan down our throats, that style of negotiation isn't going to be helpful for him or us.
Republicans like Feenstra say a main flaw in the Democrats' plan is the tax credit is only available when the state is flush with $250 million in extra cash.
You know, you can put it out there, it's sexy, but if they're not going to get any money, then it's not going to work.
The governor's communications director said Branstad is pleased that all parties continue to express a commitment to accomplishing significant property tax relief, but that the governor does not believe finger-pointing and accusations are particularly helpful. Republicans in the House have begun working on a bill that would implement that governor's plan. The Democrats' alternate commercial property tax credit proposal will be considered in a Senate committee sometime within the next couple of weeks. The director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority could face tough questioning from legislators about $200 million in tax breaks given to an Egyptian company that plans to build a fertilizer plant in southeast Iowa. Director Debbie Durham will appear today before the Senate Ways and Means Committee, where Democratic lawmakers are expected to question her about the state's dealings with Cairo-based Orascom Construction Industries. The company plans to invest $1.4 billion to build the plant near Burlington. Committee Chairman Senator Joel Bolcom has criticized incentives approved for Orscom, saying the state engaged in amateur hour negotiations with the company. Durham has acknowledged that during those negotiations, the state failed to uncover that a federal lawsuit alleges an Orscom subsidiary improperly won $332 million in U.S.-financed construction contracts in Egypt. Cedar Rapids-based military contractor and private airlines parts manufacturer Rockwell Collins says it will build the rudder and brake assembly, pedal assembly for the new Airbus 350 passenger jets. Rockwell Collins also has negotiations for communications, information management, landing, and navigation systems for the new wide-body A350s. The company says its total contract for the newly designed commercial jet is valued at about $2.5 billion. More than 600 A350 jets have been ordered by airlines throughout the world. The jet, which is made of composite alloys and carbon fiber, is lighter in weight to save fuel. It's designed to carry anywhere from 270 to 350 passengers and is expected to be delivered for service sometime next year. A member of the Economics Department at Iowa State University has run some numbers on the possible impact of the federal looming budget cuts known as sequestration. ISU associate scientist Dave Swenson examined the proposed amounts of cuts on the military and non-military areas of Iowa, and he believes they would add up to $292 million.
After it multiplied its way all the way through the state's economy and affected all of the jobs that could be affected as a consequence, it could result in a lower employment in Iowa by 3,570 jobs, and a reduction in earnings to those workers of $265 million.
The conventional wisdom has been that federal cuts wouldn't have as much of an impact because Iowa hasn't been hit as hard by the economic downturn in other states. Swenson doesn't think that's the case, though.
Iowa isn't faring better than the rest of the economy. We've gotten away with that conclusion for far too long. We went into the recession a little bit later than the nation, and yes, we didn't have as high as unemployment as the nation experienced. But our recovery has stalled significantly while the federal or the national economy continues to add jobs. We're just limping along.
He says our job market even has contracts in some recent months. And Wenson says the immediate impact of federal cuts depends on where in the state you live.
If you're in a community, let's say in and around the Quad Cities, where you have the Rock Island Arsenal, where you do have a high concentration of federal employment, or you're in Des Moines, where you do have a very high concentration of both military and non-military employment in and around the Des Moines area, those impacts will be felt.
And he says the federal dollars taken out of those communities can't multiply.
Those federal agencies are going to buy fewer supplies, goods, and services. Or if you start implementing furloughs, that means household incomes are going to go down, and that means household spending is going to go down, and that will multiply through the regional economy. So statewide, most folks aren't going to notice it. Localized, though, we're going to have some nodes in the state where it could be very noticeable.
The automatic cuts will take place if Congress does not act by the March 1st deadline. And a package containing a white powdery substance led authorities Monday to briefly lock down a federal court building in downtown Des Moines. The Des Moines Register reports the package opened Monday afternoon at the federal court annex contained the powder and a threatening letter. Des Moines Police Sergeant Jason Halifax said the building was briefly closed but not evacuated. The office where the package was opened was closed off. The building was reopened after a test showed the powder was simply acetaminophen, a common over-the-counter pain reliever. Police wouldn't give any details about the threatening letter. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, another big blizzard marches across Kansas and Missouri, and it's still not even done with Oklahoma. The State Department of Transportation said whiteout conditions are slowing road clearing efforts in western Oklahoma, where the storm has dropped more than a foot of snow. Highways are closed in eight counties. Meanwhile, about 80,000 homes and businesses in northwest Missouri, northeast Kansas, and western Oklahoma awoke to no power, with heavy, wet snow weighing on power lines. Secretary of State John Kerry is pushing for a free trade agreement between the U.S. and Europe. Speaking in Berlin after talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Kerry said a free trade deal would help to create jobs and growth on both sides of the Atlantic and is a priority for President Barack Obama's second term. Germany has strongly supported the idea. U.S. home prices rose at a healthy pace in December. Rising sales and a smaller supply of available homes helped to push the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index up 6.8%. Stocks began today's session higher on Wall Street after a big sell-off yesterday. KJAN News Time is 9:10.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance in Atlantic. We know you have a lot of choices, but we believe you work too hard to have just a crop insurance policy. We've partnered with Diversified Crop Insurance Services in order to offer you more. Through Diversified Services, we can offer you a number of free marketing services to help you with your risk management and to enhance your crop insurance policy. The Grain Market Outlook is a daily email that brings you up to date on the latest events in the grain markets and some strategies you could choose to implement for your revenue management program. And on the third Thursday of each month, you can join Diversified Services' Rich Morrison as he discusses current market conditions and much more. When you choose us, you'll have access to these and more tools available from Diversified Services. Because federal crop insurance is a government-subsidized program, the price is the same no matter where you go, and the time to make your choice is now. Call today and let us put your hands on the tools you need to succeed. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Diversified Services is an equal opportunity provider.
In the funeral announcements, Velma Cameron, age 87, of Anita, died Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Memorial services for Velma Cameron will be this morning at 10:30 at the Anita United Methodist Church. Mitchell Family Funeral Home in Marshalltown is in charge of the arrangements. Vernon Bushkamp, age 85, of Erling, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Vernon Bushkamp will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Francis McClure, age 81, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Francis McClure will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Michael Schechinger, age 74, of Westphalia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Schechinger will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Norman Cox, age 87, of Grimes and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Funeral services for Norman Cox will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ross Armentrout, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ross Armentrout will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eileen Haynes, age 91, of Oakland, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eileen Haynes will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Craig Cullen, age 53, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. A gathering of remembrance for Craig Cullen will be held from 4 until 8 p.m. on Friday at the 4-H building at the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Norman Henriksen, age 86, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Norman Henriksen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Denise Drager Moon, age 56, of Mora, New Mexico, died February 19th. There are no services planned for Denise Moon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic is assisting the Drager family. That is a check of our news brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.